101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We've arrived at what is my favorite time of the week. It's beer for breakfast time, except I'm not really here, and we're not really here today, and I'm on vacation because today is actually my birthday, and I took the day off. So the guys were kind enough to come in and pre-record this a couple of days in advance. So there you go. Paul Segura, my great friend, face-melted guitarist, all-around nice guy, incredible brewer from Carl Strauss, and Brandon Hernandez, San Diego Beer News. Let's have some beer for breakfast.
Happy birthday, brother.
So what are we getting into today that would be my birthday, even though we're not doing this live?
Well, birthday boy, we're getting into a couple beers from a new brewery in San Diego called Michi Brew Co. They are making great beers already. And the first one we've got in front of us is an example of that. This rice lager is freaking amazing. There is so much fruit coming off of this thing, but I'm also getting lemon blossom, honeydew melons, like rice. I'm getting like all kinds of goodness coming off of this thing.
Yeah, even a little bit of like a floral element. Typically when there's a rice lager, Japanese style lager, I don't really pick up on the rice. It comes through and maybe adds some sweetness or something like that. But I don't know. I kind of feel like even in the aroma, I can pick up some of that, like when you open the rice cooker and, you know, that steam.
Like a floor, like almost like a jasmine rice.
There it is.
Exactly. Sort of, right? Yes. Jasmine. Nailed it.
Yeah. But on top of that, you get the honeydew melon and stuff. I mean, it's for me, it's popping like crazy.
Yeah, there's a little dry hopping that happened with this. So
what is this called?
This is called Akita, and it's 5% ABV, and I can drink this all day long. It's got all of the flavor I'm looking for as a beer lover, as a person who wants flavor out of beer, but also it's light, crisp, refreshing. As the weather gets warmer, this is so refreshing.
Brandon, where are these guys? They're new. They're opening up this weekend. Where are they located at?
Right. Their birthday will be tomorrow at noon. They're in San Marcos, Double Peak Brewing, where that brewery used to be. They took it over. They completely changed the aesthetic, so it's a tiki-themed brewery.
Oh, rad.
And they're going to have some more tropical beers coming along the line that are going to, you know, express that through their beer, but for now, the place looks really cool. It's got like tropical rainforest green going on and some bamboo and some, you know, like iconography of the tiki culture that is really nice and people enjoy it. The brewer comes from Black Market Brewing, Pete's Port, maybe you've heard of these places, West Brew, Carlsbad Brewing, and he was even a server at Carl Strauss at some point. So he's well-traveled, does what he's doing, and he's glad that he got all these lessons before he started his own business and take all those lessons and put them to good use.
The next beer we're getting into is called Mungo. It's an extra pale ale coming in at 5.9%. I'm getting some mango coming in off of this. I'm getting lime zest, blueberry skin. I'm also getting a little dank Pacalolo coming off of this.
Pacalolo.
Whoa.
One of the big things he's doing over there is reverse osmosis with the water. So he's emulating different profiles. And for this, he wanted to really soften it out, take all the hard elements out of our water. And I think you can really tell because I almost wouldn't know this was an XBA. It's so soft and gentle on the palate, but it really brings those hops out.
Interesting they chose to call it extra pale ale because it drinks like a session IPA to me, but not quite as bitter. I think they're like straddling two different stylistic categories with this. And I like that.
What's the difference?
The difference is super subtle. I think extra pale ales have a little more maltiness, and session IPAs are a little drier, crisper, cleaner in the finish. Both beers are hoppy. Either way you cut it, it's a delicious beer, super crushable, super flavorful. It's got everything I'm looking for in both categories.
It's 5.9%, so I could see how it could really be considered what you're talking about.
Bursting with flavor and freshness. I just love this.
Well, just based on the beers, I can't wait to visit these guys. I mean, I am really, really surprised at how good these beers are for a brand new brewery that's just opened their doors.
Right out of the gate, man, making super good beers.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Absolutely. All right, so remind us again, what did we just enjoy here, Paul?
The first beer is called Akita. It's a rice lager, super flavorful, coming in at 5%. Second beer is called Mungo. It's an extra pale ale coming in at 5.9%. Also just bright and flavorful.
Brandon, remind us where these guys are located again. They're opening up their doors tomorrow.
San Marcos, just near San Alejo.
Michi Brew Co. in San Marcos, near San Alejo.
Let's go celebrate your birthday there.
We'll do that. Gentlemen, as always, I love that you came in here. Thanks for pre-recording this in advance.
Thanks for having us.
And happy birthday.
As always,
support your local breweries.
Cheers. Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.